Impalement. The Prince of the Velash called his treasurer into his chambers. He told his treasurer that there had been a considerable amount of money missing from the treasury. The treasurer announced that it was his wife, Camilla, who had stolen the money, and he required the harshest punishment for her. The woman was sentenced to death by impalement. The executioner began to lubricate the sharpened stick with fat, and one of the jailers stepped on Camilla's neck to keep her from moving around. She saw a decaying skeleton on one of the poles and realized that the same fate awaited for her. Camilla begged for mercy, but the calm executioner put the stake to her crotch and struck it hard several times. The distraught woman cried out in pain, but the thick walls kept the sounds inside the dungeon. The pole went deeper into the body with each strike of the hammer. Then the pole was set upright. The woman sagged down, writhing in pain. The pole was pushed inside. The blood was flowing down her legs and onto the ground. Camilla, shattered by the pain, and her voice shook. She was humiliated and dying. She died within a few hours, but her body continued to sink until the stake emerged from her chest. Camilla's fate was shared by her lover, a common soldier, Stanislav, accused of complicity in the theft. However, the stolen money was never found.